An estimated 200,000 Canadians were diagnosed with cancer just last year, according to the Canadian Cancer Society. Now, this news often brings a terrifying journey, not just for patients, but for their families and friends. But for Inuit in Canada's isolated Arctic communities, the experience can even be more fraught, given the great distances they have to travel for treatment, the lack of Inuit language resources, and the experience of being treated in a culture that's not one's own. But Pauktatit, the Canadian Inuit Women's Association, and the Canadian Cancer Society is trying to change that. And they've launched a new cancer resource website geared towards Inuit living with a cancer diagnosis. Now, joining us to tell us more is Sophie Keelan. She's a member of the Project Advisory Committee for the Inusini Akusaktara My Journey website, and she's also a cancer survivor from Nunatsiavut, the Inuit self-governing region of Newfoundland and Labrador in Atlantic Canada. And she joins me on the line today from Kangasualujuaq in Nunavik, the Inuit region of northern Quebec, Canada. Sophie Keelan, hello.
Hello.
Tell us how you got involved in the Inusini Akusaktara My Journey website and why it was important for you to get involved in this project.
Because I wanted my fellow Inuit in the harsh communities of northern regions to acknowledge them how we can deal with and survive, if we had to, our cancer. I wanted the health representatives and frontline workers and patients with cancer to know what I went through.
And one, in watching your video, one of the most moving and wrenching parts of it is when you talk about having to call your husband from Montreal. I think it hits home for a lot of people that might not understand about what it's like for Inuit who have to travel so far south for diagnosis and treatment, and what it means to be separated from loved ones during a time when people need them most.
That's the most difficult part when you were diagnosed with the disease and you have to travel many miles from the north to the southern regions to be cared for, and because we don't have proper facilities in communities, and there is no specialist to take care of patients up north. This is why we have to go down south for further investigation and treatment and care.
And what was it like for you having to go through something like fighting cancer in a language and culture that wasn't your own? Can you describe for our listeners what that feels like?
Like country food is not available in the south, and my family and friends, they would send me some country food, frozen Arctic char or caribou and seaweed. And the only reason I was able to eat again when I had treatments, it's because one of my friends from my community sent me Arctic char and seaweed, so I was able to eat again. I wasn't able to eat for a long period of time, and this is why it's important that the families or organizations, hospitals, look into proper diet for Inuit being in the south for treatment, so they can eat their own traditional food. It helps faster healing in our body, traditional food, because we're accustomed to it.
How long were you in Montreal for treatment?
It was back in 2007 when I was first diagnosed with cancer, and I had to have treatments and radiation bring me back home for a few weeks, maybe 1 week or a few days, and return me back again for another care and treatments.
So you were diagnosed in 2007, and how are you today?
I'm feeling good. I survived it. I'm going on 10 years now. I'm thanking all the doctors in the north and in the south, and the nurses, those ones that deal with me in the past when I had cancer. And my friends and my relatives, they supported me throughout my journey. And I thank them very much.
Sophie Keelan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.